It's a part of the show where we run through the top 10 UK box office. I will read them out. James will offer his pithy one-line review. At 10, Pooh's Heffalump Movie.
So I did admit last week I hadn't seen this. Emails coming in last week said it's very good. I'll watch it on DVD, I promise.
You mean you've had a week of complaint to deal with and you still haven't gone to see... You've not taken Mrs. James to go and see Pooh's Heffalump Movie?
I was hoping it would have slipped out of the top 10 by now, but it's hanging around like a bad smell. It's still there. OK, I'll go and see it. By next time I'm on, I promise you I'll have seen
Pooh's Heffalump. Next time you and I talk, young man, you've got to have seen that film.
It's a deal.
I saw Mrs. James midweek, and she just says to me, I just wish my boyfriend would take me to see Pooh's Heffalump Movie.
All right, I promise so. This weekend, that's what we'll do.
At 9, Downfall.
Which is very good.
At 8, Hostage.
Bruce Willis. For a Bruce Willis movie, it's okay. That's not saying a lot. Average overall.
Yeah, bang average. And overlong, I thought. And I was just crying out for his white vest to reemerge. At 7, Constantine.
I think you've got to go with your inner teenage boy on this one. I think it's good. Lots of people hate it, I know. But just go with your inner dumb teenage boy. Constantine, I like.
Not seen it. At 6, Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous. Just crying out to be ribbed.
Yep, I'll do it then. Unarmed and rubbish.
Okay, there you go. At 5, Valiant.
Which is okay.
Which, interestingly enough, when we were in LA doing the Oscars, was playing very big on billboards, even though it's got a largely British cast.
Yeah, I think probably the presence of Ewan McGregor doing the main voice is enough for the Americans, because the other guys aren't so famous in the States. But it's an okay movie, but the number 4 movie, the animation it's up against, which is Robots, is a lot better.
At 3, Hitch.
This is good.
At 2, Be Cool.
Apart from the cameos and the jokes, the in-jokes about Hollywood, not really much else. Quite good fun, but very, very frothy.
One killer line in there from John Travolta where someone's trying to get hold of him, and he says, this guy says to John Travolta, well, when are you going to call me? And John Travolta says, when your phone rings, which is one I'm going to pinch next time the boss calls me. At 1 in the UK box office top 10 films this week, The Ring 2. In my view, no need for a 2. The Ring 1 was bad enough.
If there is a Ring 2, the Japanese version, which is a lot better. This isn't great. There was a lot of hype about it. Horror films open big because people want to check out what the deal is, and then in the second week they normally drop rapidly. So I think next week The Ring 2 will be well on its way down the top 10. Not a great film.
James King's challenge, should he decide to accept it, is to cram the reviews of the new releases, the films that you can go and see tonight at your cinema, in between this and our next race, which is 3:45. The horses are going over the fences for the National here at Aintree. So we'll be back for that once we brought you the very latest 5 Live news and sport, so that you have the best view here on 5 Live. And before that, James King's in the studio in London with the week's movie releases, and Matthew McConaughey and Penelope Cruz have done Sahara.
Yeah, this is a real good action-adventure romp, actually, based on the books by Clive Cussler. If this is a hit, if Sahara hits big, there'll be loads of sequels because there's loads of books. Matthew McConaughey is this adventurer called Dirk Pitt. I have an issue with that name. People who've read the book say it's absolutely fine. And he travels around far-flung places digging up buried treasure. And he's in Africa, right, at the start of this film, trying to find the remains of this mythical old boat that went missing in the American Civil War and somehow managed to go from America to the coast of Africa. And he is trying to find the remains of this. Also out there is Penelope Cruz trying to cure a mysterious illness that's killing off all the locals in Western Africa, and they team up together to find the boat, get the bad guy. The bad guy is someone called Lambert Wilson. Matrix fans will know him as the Merovingian. Great camp evil actor. That's what he specialises in. He's doing the same thing in Sahara. So all these people, and from that you get a real old-fashioned Indiana Jones type action-adventure romp. A bit like National Treasure as well, actually, that Nicolas Cage film from over Christmas. Does have a bit more of an attitude than those, though. One of the best things about it is the soundtrack. Great soundtrack. You don't expect movies set in the Sahara Desert to have 70s American rock on the soundtrack. This does. It gives it a bit more of an edge. You get the gorgeous locations, the chases, the explosions, the romance. And it is, I've used this word before, romp, but that's what it is. It's just a big, old-fashioned romp. Penelope Cruz, not great. She's the weak link. She's the personality vacuum in the film. But the rest of them, pretty good fun, actually.
They couple have just announced their engagement, have they, or is that paper talk?
I don't know whether they've officially announced it, but yeah, of course, this is where they got together. They're now allegedly a couple in real life, and supposedly it happened on the set of Sahara when they were making this movie.
So thumbs up for Sahara.
Yeah, good, stupid, of course, but yeah. Good fun nevertheless.
I must have been having a bad day. I walked out after an hour.
Oh, no, the second hour is the best bit.
Okay, maybe I'll go back and watch the second hour then. Tell us about Bullet Boy.
Right, this is a British movie, gritty drama, starring someone called Ashley Walters, better known when he was in the band So Solid Crew, and he was called Asher D. He's actually done a lot of acting before. This isn't just any old pop star turned actor. He's done all the stuff, The Bill, Holby City, all the usual stuff. He's been there. And this is his big leading role, and he's very good in it. It's actually a story very close to his life. It's about a young guy, comes out of prison, goes back to his high-rise flat on an inner-city estate, wants to break free, wants to move on, but it isn't that easy for him. His mate is involved in gang rivalry. His little brother is at that age where he could go that way too. And it's about the problems of trying to break free out of poverty. However hard you try, it's really, really difficult. And good performances all round, really convincing. Even though it's a tough subject, potentially depressing subject, it does have that streak of optimism in it. So it's not all the gloom and doom, and the optimism is what makes it watchable. Downside, a bit of a TV drama feel. I'm also told that actually it's a black urban movie made for white middle-class people. But as a white middle-class person, I'm happy to say that, and I enjoyed it. I think it's really good. It's called Bullet Boy, and it stars the guy... Ashley Walters is actually someone you've got to look out for, because even though he's most famous now for his music, I think he's going to do a lot more movies and bigger movies than this.
And an interesting choice of film for him to accept, given that he's just served some time for gun offences.
Sorry, can you say that again, Phil?
Sorry, yeah, it's an interesting film for him to accept, given that he just served a prison sentence for
Yeah, I mean, he reads the script and he said, look, I recognise the characters, I recognise the locations, this is pretty close to my life. That, I think, is why he's so convincing in it. A couple of other films. Man of the House is this Tommy Lee Jones comedy. It's not even worth talking about, to be honest. He's a tough cop trying to look after witnesses who happen to be five bimbo cheerleaders. Rubbish. Waste of time. And then you've got The Assassination of Richard Nixon, which is Sean Penn movie, gritty Sean Penn movie about the 1970s. He's a guy who loses it all and convinces himself he has to go and kill Richard Nixon. That's a really good film and a really good performance from Sean Penn too.
If you can only see one film this week, you should see what, James?
Well, I think if you want the dumb movie, go and see Sahara. If you want the intelligent movie, go and see Bullet Boy or Assassination of Richard Nixon. Good week.
And Richard Phillips, if James King can only back one horse tomorrow, he should back...
Oh, Forrest Gunner.
There you are. Everyone's happy. It's time to... Thanks, James, for that. You have a good week, sir. And I hope your horse comes in tomorrow. Right now, we're concerned about which horse is going to come in...